You're listening to SBS News.
Hailing from northern Iraq, Yazidi man Ida has been a resident of Armidale for over 2 years.
Armidale is very friendly. They respect us. They help us. They help us in everything. So I like living in Armidale and Australia.
He's now helping transform a plot of land just outside town into prime pasture. It's part of a new agriculture initiative set up for the Yazidi community. Let's McNamara oversees the project with Northern Settlement Services.
What we're trying to achieve is, one, helping them realise their place in Armidale through acquisition of skills and using those skills to gain employment, to become a greater part of the community by helping them bring up their self-confidence and giving them a point of self-worth and place and being in the community.
Ido hopes the opportunity will help him secure stable employment in his new country.
The first thing, I get experience, so I know how work will be like and I can get the best work every day.
The land was donated by members of the local Rotary Club to give the traditionally agrarian people a place of their own to farm. Peter Lloyd from Armidale Rotary says members of his organisation have been stunned by the rapid progress they're making in transforming the plot.
It's absolutely amazing, and Andrew has told us that 250 metres of fencing disappeared in a matter of a couple of hours. So the speed of work, the efficiency and the degree of learning is quite impressive.
The city has embraced the migrants, and Yazidi cuisine is now a highlight at one local hotel. The mini barn employs Yazidi chefs, and the dishes have proved popular, even during COVID restrictions, says Comfort City Inn manager Phil Mitchell.
So we knew about the Yazidi community and we approached them, and we found a couple guys that were willing to come on board, and it was a bit of a struggle from the start with the language barriers and working out how to operate a professional kitchen with them. But a couple months in, it's really, really taking off.
The city of Armidale, with a population of around 25,000, was selected as a regional resettlement site by the Turnbull government in August 2017, with the first refugees from Syria and Iraq arriving just over 6 months later. Mr. Lloyd says they've quickly become a valued part of the community.
The families are being distributed, if you like, or their homes are actually quite separated within the township. And many families that are neighbours are actually basically taking everyone under their wings. There's a lot of exchanges, especially of recipes, and there's a lot of Yazidi bread that's being consumed in Armidale, and a lot of other things that are happening that is really beneficial from both a social sense, a language sense, and also an education sense.
Salam Kuro and his wife Friel Khalaf arrived in Australia in July 2019 as part of the federal government's so-called special intake from Syria and Iraq. Many of his family remain in northern Iraq, where they have faced persecution. Some are still missing and are feared killed by IS.
Two uncles of mine were missing by ISIS, and also my grandmother and my cousin was killed by ISIS, and no one cared about that. In my country, there is no future for anyone, especially for the Yazidi community, because the Yazidi community all the time, they live in very dangerous situations.
But since settling in Armidale, the family has thrived. Salam now helps settle other refugees in the area.
Hello, Sama.
The family welcomed their first child in June.
My daughter's name is Sama. It means in English, sky. And we were lucky we had Sama here. She was born in Australia, and she is an Australian citizen now, and she will have a good future in Australia.
The couple plans to build a house of their own, laying the foundations for their new life in Australia. Naveen Razik, SBS News.